Good morning. Welcome back to Sharp Elbows. I'm Francesca Hong, and I'm joined by the amazing Nada El-Mikashvi and our special guest, the incomparable Kristen Bry. Remember, if you want to be a part of the conversation, the number to call in is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're talking Wisconsin politics. We're talking Wisconsin sports. And I think this is a good time to transition a little bit into Wisconsin cheese, because we had some interesting legislation get a public hearing this week in making Colby the state cheese. And it really did ignite a fury of aggressive pun use across the political Twitterverse and periodicals. Kristen, where do you stand on Colby as the state cheese? Is it Gouda with you?
No,
I'm
out of this radio show.
Literally, that's what I'm doing later today, is figuring out what TikTok I'm making out of this debate that happened, because it's like the most, well, it's just funny because obviously the Colby, it's just because they're just trying to rep their city. Instead of, you know, I would never, my instinct as far as if there were to be a state cheese would be cheddar. Am I wrong in assuming that, like, that's the most, like, the association of Wisconsin, like, cheddar cheese? But that could just be my own bias. But I think that's the point, right? I mean, certainly what people always think of is cheese curds. But I don't know, where you guys land on this?
Well, I think I'm going to get canceled if I say I don't like cheese in Wisconsin as a politician and someone who ran for office, but I don't F with cheese a lot. I've never tasted Colby, I don't think, in my life, or at least I couldn't tell it apart. But we did get a lot of emails in our legislative office that was like, how dare you replace Pepper Jack? Like, absolutely not. I demand to know the representative's stance on this. We haven't replied back because, again, I don't know.
But do you think?
I did reply to that email.
Did you?
I saw when you forwarded it to me, it had a lot of puns in it. So I needed to ignore it for like a good 12 hours before I could respond. But here's the thing, Wisconsin makes so much amazing cheese. How can we just have one representing it? And again, we fight over everything there. We don't need to have one, like, this isn't going to unite the state in any way. And, you know, I'm reading the interview between Jessie Appoint that she had, over on CNN, and Wisconsin, we make the most of mozzarella. And then after that, it's cheddar. And it produces 100% of the country's Limburger and Brick. So, Kristen, I think you're right that it's great that Colby, the city, is trying to, you know, really just uplift and rep the community. But it is a disservice to all of the amazing cheese that's produced in this state to just have one as, like, the official state cheese. We need to continue to just, like, amplify the fact that we have, you know, world championship cheese being made in Wisconsin. If we were a country, we would be the third largest cheese generating country in the world. And to limit it through one lens and then to one cheese, I think would really not amplify all of the amazing, the different types of cheeses that we produce.
Totally. Diplomatic.
You know, very diplomatic answer.
Miss Politician. Well, I think, I don't know. If there's a city named after Colby, I feel like that's reason. I don't know. I feel impartial, but I personally think that there, instead of a cheese, you know, for the state, a cheese product, because that would definitely be without a doubt cheese curds, right?
I think so. I mean, so as far as a unique thing that is, I feel like is not embraced in other places the way it's embraced here, I definitely think of cheese curds. Because even string cheese, I feel like string cheese is kind of like you can find that anywhere. But trying to explain cheese curds to people who, like, my friends have never been to Wisconsin and never had one, is, and then having them try one is, remember that video that happened when that woman was trying, she tried kombucha for the first time, and her, like, the amount of faces she was making, and like,
maybe.
I feel like that's like when people have a cheese curd, for especially the squeaky ones, because the fried ones are kind of like, if you've had a mozzarella stick, it's in the same family. But a fresh squeaky cheese curd that's like room temperature or warm, you're like, do I like this? I don't know.
Hey,
I just have to chime in. We did get a call from Catherine, who is informing us that Colby was developed in Wisconsin originally, so that might be the reason they're pushing it. Just heads up. Thank you, Catherine, for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, Catherine, I think that's my position. That sounds like a good enough reason. Yeah.
Well, and Wisconsin produces 45 million pounds of it every year. So
okay.
But you know that what I always think is hilarious is that as far as a percentage of what our exports are, cheese isn't in like the top five. Like cranberries, ginseng.
Yep.
Bull sperm. That was a new one I just learned this year. We're the number one exporter of bull semen, or bovine genetics, if we want to say that in a more classy way.
It's soybean.
I'm not a huge fan of this. We're number one exporter in like fur, like mink.
Oh,
fur.
That's why the mink farmers got up on that vax list.
Yeah, exactly. And so, so like, that's what's so funny is like we make that much cheese, and yet there's like a bunch of other stuff that we supply a larger percentage of to the country, if not globally.
Yeah, Wisconsin is an amazing state.
Yeah, it really is, and I think I can name at least three or four times where I've received or my family has received ginseng like as a gift from someone in Korea, and then you look on the bottom and it says made in from Wisconsin.
Oh,
yeah, or like cool. If you go to the duty free shops, a lot of the ginseng in those duty free shops in Asia, the ginseng is from Wisconsin.
That is a really fun fact. That's a very fun fact.
Have you ever made cheese curds, Fran? As like a chef, what's your favorite cheese thing to make?
I think cheese in its purest form, properly temped out, and just, you know, like the 20-year cheddar from Cook's. I think cheddar develops these it kind of crystallizes when you age it, is still one of the best things you'll have. I don't like when we have cheese in the restaurant, I really don't like to do anything much with it. I think it's more important to figure out what types of condiments or sides or types of crackers will elevate the cheese best. And so, you know, when we get, you know, we've had Uplands Pleasant Ridge Reserve here. We've had some really amazing fresh cheap smoked cheese from Landmark Creamery, which is Anna Landmark and a woman-owned creamery. We usually just try to focus on like what's seasonal. Is it cranberry? Is it cherries? Can we make a preserve with it to go with the cheese? And I think it's just really important, everyone, when you have cheese, especially if it's, you know, if it's something that is all cheese is special in Wisconsin, but I think it's really important to have it at room temp. It really does accentuate, and you can talk to experts about why that is, but it's really important. And cheese, I think when it's room temp, it's at the best. So
well, thank you so much. We have a break coming up, and when we come back, we'll talk to all of you about why Alex Lazary should not take credit.